My name is Shelly Kalaoha and I am from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. And today I will present our latest study in which we identified bacterial HLA peptides which are presented on melanoma tumors. We started with a cohort of 17 metastases from 9 different patients. We analyzed the bacterial composition of the tumors using 16S RNA sequencing. We found similar bacterial composition between different metastases of the same patient and between patients. Then we performed HLA peptidomics on the same tumors. This method enabled us to immunoprecipitate the peptide HLA complexes, and then we isolate the peptides and analyze them using mass spectrometry. Among the peptides presented in these tumors, we identified 248 HLA class 1 and 38 HLA class 2 bacterial peptides. Interestingly, 11 of these peptides were shared between metastases of the same patient or different patients. As we used bulk tumors for HLA peptidomics, we could not distinguish whether bacterial peptides were derived from the tumor cells or antigen-presenting cells. To answer this question, we digested fresh tumor to single cells and separated immune and non-immune cells based on the CD45 marker. As you can see in the table, we were able to identify bacterial peptides in both populations with some overlap between them. Then we validated that the bacterial species that were isolated from the tumors can invade the tumor cells. We co-cultured these bacteria with melanoma cell lines that were derived from the same tumors and observed them inside of the cells using 3D representation of ZSTEC images of immunofluorescence staining and electron microscopy. We further validated that these peptides are indeed HLA ligands by knocking down beta-2M or CT2A to decrease HLA class 1 or HLA class 2 expression respectively. We also used less invasive bacteria species and indeed observed less presented peptides. Then we tested if the bacterial peptides can elicit an immune response by the tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes from the same patient. We selected to focus on the peptides that were shared between samples or peptides that were derived from bacterial species that have no negative effect on the human health or the immune response. We were able to identify 8 immunogenic peptides. To summarize, our study showed that tumor cells can present bacterial peptides derived from intracellular bacteria. Some of these peptides can elicit an immune response and therefore are potential targets for anti-tumor immunotherapy.